Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femenino has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femenino, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track, getdavidgetpaid.com. All right, we'll get more of your calls momentarily, but I want to add something to the mix. No Rieger oversell, and there's no smarm or sarcasm. I'm just dealing direct with you. I think this, if this happens, this is equal parts positive and impactful. And I think it would bring a lot of people back to college football. I want to read you an excerpt. Pete Thamel had a piece about this new CEO of college football position and kind of how it would work. Now, obviously, you've got the house has to settle on things this summer, but the minute that happens, it sounds like this could happen. Quote, most prominent among the changes will be a change in how enforcement works, as the NCAA will no longer be in charge of traditional enforcement and a CEO would be put in place with powers that never existed before. What have I always compared college football to? Horse racing. No central, effective governing body. Archaic process. I mean, think about it. Yeah, part of it is the fact Michigan was dumb and just didn't take their punishment last year. But reality is the NCAA takes years to adjudicate things that should take 10 minutes. This would fix that. The CEO of college sports' new enforcement organization, called the College Sports Commission, would have final say in doling out punishments and deciding when rules have been violated, a level of singular power that's never existed during the NCAA's era of struggling to enforce its rules. The CEO hire is expected to come quickly after the House settlement is finalized and has been spearheaded by the Power Four commissioners from the SEC, Big Ten, Big 12, and ACC. Their pick to lead the new agency will quickly become one of the most powerful and influential people in all of sports. The hiring of the new CEO of the commission is deep in the process. That's per ESPN sources. The association agreement could also include a clause when schools, quote, agree to waive any right to a jury trial with respect to disputes arising or relating to the agreement. And the notion would still need to be accepted by all schools, but it wouldn't prevent lawsuits from entities outside of the schools. The new organization looks to have expedited timelines and a highly compensated CEO to be the face of the decision. The NCAA, which we've talked about this with Michigan, uses what's called the COI, Committee on Infractions. That's what's going to happen June 6th and 7th. You ready for this one, though? And tell me, to me, this is a bullet right to the skull of U of M. Quote, the Big Ten has put a lot of thought and conversation into this, and he has said the mindset has to be changed where coaches and programs can't consider breaking the rules, quote, worth it, close quote. Now, why would the Big Ten spearhead that? Go back to Tony Petitti's letter to U of M. That's a direct one for you. Expedited timelines, singular power, and then Ross Dellinger chimed in with this from a Yahoo report. The consequence for not signing the agreement is steep. A school risks loss of conference membership and participation against other Power Four league programs. One AD said, quote, you gotta sign it or we don't play you.
So that kind of circumvents what Tennessee is trying to do.
Yes. So the state of Tennessee, this would supersede any state law, a.k.a. workaround, a.k.a. cheating with NIL. Certain states saying schools can do X, Y, and Z. This is the horse racing comparison is apt here for one reason. New York's NYRA, New York State Racing Association, has a different set of rules than the Maryland Thoroughbred Horsemen's Association, which has a different set of rules from Florida or the California Racing Commission. When you have a national governing body, it supersedes all local. Rico, if they do this, we're going to get a CEO in a position where the Power Four waive their rights. No more fiefdom. Everybody plays by the rules. If you don't, this guy's got a ban hammer. It gets NIL in check. It gets all jokes about U of M aside. Everyone's in check.
It's the czar we've been waiting for decades.
Yeah, because if a CEO was in place when the Stallions thing broke, Michigan would have been voided.
And it goes back to what I said. You could actually punish it in real time. Hey, guys, you screwed up. You're in trouble. Rather than some kid who's in eighth grade right now who will have to suffer for what they did for that title.
Here's my question. Before David goes on a soliloquy, I just want to throw the number out and ask the following question.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If this change happened, doesn't this fix 90% of what is wrong with college football? I can't change conference realignment. I can't change the playoff. But if I'm really honest with you and not just joking with Rico and having fun and doing our show, 90% of my angst is unchecked NIL, a ridiculous lack of oversight on rules or anything to do with the sport. This would actually fix 90% of it. 248-539-9797. I would just like to know if you view this positively like I do. Or maybe it's a nothing burger in your world. I don't know. What is your take on this?
Mike, I think this is something that has been needed for the longest. I mean, because it's a unifying force. It isn't, well, the Big Ten has their own rules. The ACC has theirs. The SEC. When it comes to everything, there's nothing unifying. Now you have somebody who can walk in there and just say, nope, we're doing this. And, well, we're going to sue you. No, you're not. You're going to take whatever my ruling is, and we're going to move on. You'll pay the fine. You'll take the penalty. And if you think I stepped, it's kind of Roger Goodell. If you think I stepped out of bounds, then come up with something, and we'll have an appeals committee. Oh, by the way, I'm the guy you're going to bring it in front of again. Yep. So chances are you're not going to sway me. Take this punishment. Let's move on.
Here's an interesting line from Dellinger. Thamel. All the institutions are going to have new membership agreements that we're all agreeing to these rules, said an industry source. So you're getting everyone to sign the same thing. The CEO is going to have the responsibility to make sure everything is enforced and the governance model is sound. Doesn't this fix a lot of the problem here, guys?
It does. You don't get the Miami doing whatever they want in NIL. Texas A&M, Texas Tech. You don't get that anymore. But I think the most important thing to me is not just, Rico, the punishment, not just that it happens immediately, is that it means something. Mm-hmm. And they use the example in the article of the Bounty Gate and how that meant something. You suspended your head coach for an entire year. That's painful.
Yep. They made it hurt. And I don't know if the juice is worth the squeeze. We lost our coach for the year by doing something. Sure. So, no, it's a deterrent.
And look, case in point, we've always said this. Like, Michigan fans can live two realities. One is they won the Natty, they got the picture, they took a great trip with their father, their son, whatever it may be. Are you willing to trade your reputation for it? Most fans are. The bottom line is, in the new world, it will never be worth it because of something like this. Mm-hmm. For instance, the schools have to accept rulings as final. They are required to engage in the arbitration process. Per sources, when cases end up in arbitration, under the procedures that govern it, subpoena power is an option via the discovery process. That's an authority the NCAA never had. Imagine if Michigan were under subpoena.
You already had your head coach deleting texts.
So you would actually have to be there when they showed up. When the CEO showed up to Ann Arbor, all the coaches just can't scatter like roaches.
My point, it fixes so much.
It does.
Think about this. The CEO will make, quote, final factual findings and determinations on violations and impose such fines, penalties, or sanctions as appropriate. It's like streamlined.
I'm already all in for this. The only thing I need is just for it to happen in a timely manner so we're not waiting 3-4 years after the thing that you forget, wait.
Even now,
why are we doing that?
Even now, everybody's sick of the U of M thing. Whether you want to see them nailed to the wall or you want to pretend and just say nothing, nothing burger. Yeah. We're all tired of it because it was 2023. We're headed towards the 2025 season. Yeah.
I like how the professional commissioners, hey, you do something stupid to my office. Fly out to New York and you get here and we're handling this.
And subpoena power. Because the one thing the NCAA doesn't really have effectively, and look, this is the only reason Michigan's in real trouble beyond being scumbags. Somebody flipped on them. Mm-hmm. Evidence was given to the NCAA. It's not like the NCAA has a CSI department and Maritza Hargitay's walking out of a boardroom. You know what I'm saying with iced tea, right? And we're turning this into a little
dun, dun.
Boom, boom. They don't have that. Somebody dimed Michigan out. Like, that's the reason it got here. So, look, the CEO, does that fix 90% of the problem?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. An injury attorney, David Feminino, has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Feminino, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track. Getdavidgetpaid.com.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.